Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. So, Arisha, this just in. It's hard to be a woman in the world.
Oh, my God.
Since the dawn of time.
Heartbreaking news right there.
I know. It's like, listen, we're expected to be everything. Perfect wives, moms, sisters, friends, podcast hosts.
See, that last one is impossible. Like, it's so hard. Everything else, easy. Perfect wife, easy. Perfect mom, easy. Sister, friend, easy, easy. Podcast host? That's when things get tough.
I mean, like, if you're not perfect, do you usually have, like, four shows? I don't know. I'm just asking for a friend, but...
Yeah, you tell them.
Either way, being a woman is a lot. Let's just say that.
No, it is. It is a lot.
Yes, and... As if that weren't enough, we're also expected to be perfect feminists. And right now, no one's feeling that more than Shakira. Mm-hmm. So in a new interview, she's talking all about female empowerment, but some of her hot takes are cold as shit, and they're getting a lot of attention.
I love a good cold hot take. Like, yeah. Just don't say anything, because it cancels out to just being a take.
Exactly.
But yeah, Shakira has some pretty interesting things to say about the Barbie movie, and... The thoughts she has on them are getting people all riled up.
Yes,
it's me
and
on
people. I'm
people. Yeah.
Oh, God, we should get our own brains.
I know we should.
From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. It's Wednesday, April 3rd.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
If you've been keeping up with Even the Rich, you've heard us talking about Monopoly Go.
That's right, and we're going to keep talking about it. So playing Monopoly Go with your family and friends is truly a delight.
Yeah, there's always something new to do, like partner events where you build on each other's boards, crazy tournaments where you can recruit your friends, or competitions to outdo them on the leaderboards.
And we love competition.
Yeah, we do.
Too much. And if you want to play solo, there's timed events like obscenely massive multipliers for all your winnings and challenges like treasure hunts or money sprees. It's honestly a really great pastime.
Exactly. Compete with your friends and people all around the world to be the biggest Monopoly tycoon on the leaderboards. So join the fun and download Monopoly Go now, free on the App Store and Google Play. This episode is brought to you by Saks.com.
Richies, you know we love to shop, so it's only fitting that today's sponsor is Saks.com. Saks.com is the perfect place to find new style inspiration.
Yeah, Saks.com has everything for your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for brunch, a bright Chloe blazer for that job interview, or Staud's gold cowboy boots for a concert.
These are all such different vibes, and literally all vibes I would love to be a part of, so that's fun.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Saks.com.
Give me that hot goss.
So I gotta say, Shakira sure knows how to make headlines. And in the last few years, they haven't all been about her music.
Mm-mm.
So back in 2022, she left her partner of 11 years, soccer player Gerard Piqué, after rumors that she found out he was having an affair with another woman, Clara Chiamarti. And let's not forget the wild boar attack.
I'll never forget it. I hear Shakira. Before I think hips not lying, I think boar now.
I know.
That's how, like, ingrained in my brain it is.
I know. And still probably my favorite episode we've ever done, if I'm being honest.
Yeah.
It was just perfect.
It's what a delightful sequence of events.
Really, truly was. And we also talked about her dropping what seemed like a diss track aimed at Gerard after they split. Now, she has moved on from that, and last month she released a new album, Las Mujeres Ya No Lloran, and in a new interview with Allure, Shakira is talking about how that breakup inspired her new music.
Gotta take a quick second. Well done, Brooke.
Thank you so much.
On the pronunciation. Absolutely nailed it.
This is what I was talking about.
One and
I was
only
like,
take.
I can read Spanish. I just can't speak it.
Yep, that makes you fluent.
Yep.
They're going to be like, all right, we're going to send you to Spain and have you converse with all the Richies out there.
Yes.
But yeah, so looking back on our split, Shakira says, I was in the mud. I had to reconstruct myself to reunite all the pieces that had fallen apart. She also says that making this album has shown her that pain can be transformed into creativity and that it has helped her become reborn as a woman. She says that now no one tells me how to cry or when to cry. No one tells me how to raise my children. No one tells me how I become a better version of myself. I decide that. Okay.
Was someone telling her when to cry?
Stop. Don't cry right now.
Well, it's Saturday, 10:30 a.m. Cry.
You're like, what are you doing? I don't have crying scheduled for you today. Stop it. Shakira also says that she wants this new album to build bridges, to empower people, to help women discover their own strengths.
Mm-hmm.
Now, enough chit chat. Let's hear a little bit of this album. Here's a bit of Shakira and Cardi B and the song Puntaria.
Now that loosely translates to I'm a strong woman and I fought off boars and got my purse back.
Yeah, thank God for that.
In case no one speaks Spanish. So in the music video for Puntaria, Shakira hunts down a man who happens to be a centaur with a six pack, of course. Is there one that doesn't have a six pack? I feel like every time I see a centaur out in the wild.
There was somebody that wanted to be a centaur, but they only had a four pack and they were like, get out. You don't get a horse's bottom.
You're just a four-pack torso floating around now.
You're just a freak. You're just a freak human.
So in her interview with Allure, she says that in the video, the men are happy to be dominated by women. And the theme of strong dominating women is very prevalent in this interview, including the fact that she grew up idolizing Wonder Woman. She said it was because she was a symbol of empowerment and strength in a decade where women were not playing the most important roles.
She also talks about how in the past, women have always had to mind their manners, mm-hmm. hide the pain, and cry in silence. But not now. She says, that's over. No one will control us. No one will tell us how to heal our wounds. She also says it's refreshing when women get to be unapologetically themselves because we've had to apologize so many damn times in the past. That's what she says. Mm-hmm. She also talks about how the pressures women face when it comes to beauty have affected her too. Welcome to the club.
Yeah.
Show me a woman who has not been affected by the pressures we face, and you're
exactly
showing me nobody.
A man.
They have their own pressures, but yeah, it's definitely, it's hard to be a woman. But Shakira says she's wondered, am I pretty enough? Am I considered beautiful or not? But to step out of it, and I think this is great advice, she says, sometimes you just look in the mirror and say, it's a yes, and I can conquer the world.
Yeah.
We should all say that every morning.
Yep. Do you say that right before you kiss the mirror or do you
obviously
do those in separate? Okay, cool.
Because I'm conquering the world by making out with that mirror, showing it who's boss.
Yeah. So a lot of what Shakira talks about in this interview, like not wanting to be controlled, not feeling pretty enough and wanting to be empowered, also happened to be themes in last year's blockbuster movie Barbie. So at one point, the writer of the Allure piece asked Shakira if she liked the movie. And let's just say she was not a fan. And she definitely doesn't hold back on her feelings. She said, my sons absolutely hated it. They felt that it was emasculating, and I agree to a certain extent. I'm raising two boys. I want them to feel powerful, too, while respecting women. It's like, what? We'll get to it.
Get to it. But just as a quick refresher, both her boys are not even teenagers.
I know, they're children.
Do they even know what emasculating means? Like, come on.
Well, gotta teach them young, I guess.
Yeah, teach them emasculating. That's a thing they should know about.
Yeah.
Shakira goes on to explain that she likes when pop culture tries to empower women without robbing men of their possibility to be men, to also protect and provide. And she adds, I believe in giving women all the tools and the trust that we can do it all without losing our essence, without losing our femininity. She says that she thinks men and women have different purposes in society, although she doesn't say what those purposes are.
Probably because she knows she'd get dragged even more if she said them.
Well, it sounds like a man's job is to tell women when they can cry and when they shouldn't cry, is what
exactly.
I'm gathering from all of this.
Yeah.
And then the writer follows up by asking, just because a woman can do it all doesn't mean she should. And Shakira says, why not share the load with people who deserve to carry it and who have a duty to carry it as well?
Okay. I don't know what she's talking about, but
okay.
So Shakira definitely shares her feelings about being mm-hmm. a woman, as well as the Barbie movie. Arisha,
yep.
What are your thoughts?
Well, I'm actually pulling up the screenshots I took because I, of course, There was a comment section. Obviously, there's a comment
section.
There
always is.
And just, I mean, I have thoughts. I obviously have thoughts. Like, the best part is that somebody was like, you obviously don't have a father or brothers.
That's what they said to you?
They said that to me. Because I had said something along the lines of, because somebody had commented about us needing men, women needing men. And it's just like, what a ridiculous sentiment. Like, we don't need men to survive. And the implication was like things like building things and doing things that have traditionally been male roles.
Uh-huh.
And it's one of those things where it's like, I don't understand. And this comes up anytime a marginalized group of people, whether it's women, whether it's a race, whether it's a sexuality, mm-hmm. it's like they're trying to take up space that they deserve to take.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's this assumption that if they take up the space, that takes away space from somebody else. And it's like, we can be strong, independent women, and also men can exist in this world. We're not saying, oh,
yeah,
men go away, let's castrate them all, and they just get onto an island. It's like women taking control of their lives doesn't mean men somehow suffer. It's such a weird way to look at it.
Yeah, and I just mean, like, her two sons.
I know.
This is wild to me. Like, these children going into the Barbie movie and being like, I feel emasculated, Mom.
I'm just
like, what? Maybe teach them not to feel that way.
Why would that movie make any man feel emasculated? I don't understand.
I know.
Because it was on, it's one of those things where it's like, I think we need to redefine what masculinity is.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, men can have feelings. Men can have, like, the world, they're allowed to emote. It's such a weird thing where it's like, oh, Ryan Gosling's character, Ken, like, has this, like, path of realization. And he's like, oh, like, I can cry, things like that. And it's like, yeah, that's okay. Why is that emasculating?
Yeah, if a man feels emasculated because of a woman, that's the man's problem.
That's the man's problem.
It's like, get over it. And teach your kids to get over it, because they're going to need to grow up and get over it.
Yeah, you tell them.
So you better teach them now.
Well, what's weird is that the first, like, her interview, it's such a, like, contrast.
I know.
Because it's like, she's talking about her music. She's talking about, you know, getting past this really tough period of her life with her ex-husband. And now she's like, but this movie, let men run women's lives. Like, what? You just canceled out everything you just said. I don't understand it.
Especially when she talked about in her music video about how, like, the men are happy to be dominated by women. It's like, but then you go on to say this about the Barbie movie. Like, I don't get
so
what
you're
she's
okay
saying.
With men being dominated by women in your music video, but in Barbie, which, for the record, they aren't dominated by women.
No.
It's not okay.
Yeah.
My hope is that, like, if you see this movie with your sons and they have a very advanced vocabulary and say they feel emasculated, I would hope that that would follow a conversation where it's like, why do you feel emasculated? What is it about this movie that makes you feel vulnerable or feel like you're being attacked or whatever? Because that's not the message of the movie. And that the whole point of movies is to elicit conversation and grow and expand our horizons.
Yeah.
And not say, whatever. I'm just...
I know. I mean, listen, I get it. Like, whatever. You can feel however you want to feel about the roles of men and women. Different cultures see that differently as well. Like, it's fine.
Absolutely.
She can have her feelings. But all I have to say is hashtag justice for the boars. And that's it.
I just got to say, I was Team Shakira for that boar, and now I'm Team Boar. And I want that boar, and I want to get that boar Shakira's purse.
Mm-hmm.
That boar knew stuff before we did.
That's all that boar wanted was a purse. And we had to make them a villain? That's not fair.
I know. Talk about emasculating.
Yeah.
That boar.
Yeah. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
Hey, Prime members. You can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you like our show, you can follow us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now.
You can follow us on socials at Brooke Ziffrin and at Arisha Skidmore Williams.
We're also on video. You can watch our full episodes on YouTube on the Wondery channel.
Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding right your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.